Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. First of all, if you're listening in live, I always like to say thanks for being here live. If you are here and you're still alive, chances are you might be catching us on the recorded versions. You can go to buildingfortunesradio.com, hear the recorded version of this radio show, and I promise you, this is going to be something that's really super special. I'm a little bit sensitive to this topic specifically because we're going to be talking about helping to bring out the unseen talents in some of the people that we might have in our listening audience. And that's the sort of stuff that really kind of gets me excited, kind of turns me on. So I love doing that. And when I met Sam Camerano again recently, I said, oh my gosh, Sam, I really want to do this as a special Building Fortunes Radio show platform because this is what it's all about. So we call it Building Fortunes Radio because you build stuff. Sometimes you start with where you are, one brick at a time, if you will, and over time you do the right things long enough consistently and you get recognized for the hard work that you do. And as a result of that, you can build something super successful. So when I started speaking with Sam, and he started telling me about this special project with unseentalents.com, I said, oh my gosh, Sam, I have to have this on Building Fortunes Radio. We have so many people in our listening audience that are so talented, but most people just don't know it. And when Sam started covering what Unseen Talents is all about, I said, please, let's do some of these radio shows. I want to help you with your goal because this is a lifelong mission for you as well, and I could see how it can really help a whole bunch of people in a whole bunch of different areas. So without further delay, I want to introduce Sam Camerano. Sam, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Peter. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm pretty excited and stoked about, you know, finally getting out there after a long journey of getting this website and this whole business off the ground. It's taken quite a few years, believe it or not. It all started back in, 2012 is when it all began. And it's been a long journey, and I'm pretty happy to be finally at the point where we can start hearing some of the great talent vocally and instrumentally around the world.
Absolutely, and we want to hear about the story, you know, that whole what it's like to build one of these things, you know, with the expenses that you go through and the challenges that you face and all that sort of stuff. But the most important thing I want to cover on this radio show is what is the concept and the theory behind Unseen Talents, because nobody can tell or paint the picture better than the creator of the process. So tell us what unseentalents.com is all about. Tell us what your passion and your mission is, and we want to do everything we possibly can to help support this. So go ahead. The stage is yours.
All right. Well, thank you again. And again, to all your listeners out there, welcome to the show. And the whole, where this began for me was understanding some of the challenges that people have as far as just presenting their talent. And when I say, we talk about unseentalents.com, it's because it's on the it's an internet-based program, or it's an internet-based membership site. It's pretty much vocals and instrumentals. So whether it be a choir, whether it be just an independent vocal, whether it be some type of instrument you may play, those are the talents that we're talking about. We're not talking right now about jugglers or things of that nature. We're pretty much in the music industry right now. And so with that in mind, I know for a fact that there are people around the world that, for one, don't have the capabilities of getting to an area where they may be heard, but yet they have the most phenomenal voice that has yet to be discovered, you know, because we all know that the best discoveries have yet to happen. And with that being said, that's why I started this whole process, and that was to get those people that may be out there somewhere that are in their homes and they don't have the capacity to be anywhere or to get someplace, to be able to be heard. And, you know, that's the concept behind Unseen Talents. And it's called Unseen Talents is, for one, we're not seeing them. Even though a video is uploaded, the other side of it is I don't want any type of distraction of what a listener would hear. It's more or less like a radio show. You hear, or it's actually like a radio show or like reading a book. Because I know I talk to my daughter all the time who loves to read, and sometimes she'll see the movie and say, man, the book was so much better. And that's because of distractions visually that can happen. So somebody who may have an extremely good talent, if there's some type of visual distraction that is around, you may not really hear the entire their real true voice. And that's why the unseen, they will be filtered, they will be masked a little bit so that you're not distracted by some other thing that may be happening.
This opens up a platform. So say, for instance, if somebody that was physically maybe a little bit on the, maybe they're a little bit embarrassed the way they might look physically, or maybe they just don't like looking at each other. Maybe they have a great voice, but they just don't want to see other people seeing them sing or play or things like that. And I just think about those types of things. So what you're going to be able to do is provide a platform for them to be able to upload a video. Somehow, if you will, you're going to hide their appearance, so I'll be able to listen to and judge, if you will, or kind of score, kind of vote on that person based on their pure talent. So, say, for instance, if it's somebody of a different color, a different shape, or a different size, or a different appearance, whether they're perfectly built or handicapped, whether they're pretty or they're not so pretty, or whether they, whatever, they dress the same way as me or not, I'll be able to listen to their pure talent and then make those decisions. Is that more or less the way the concept is working?
Correct. That's exactly what it is. It's to keep people away from the biases that may not put someone into a, let's say, a pigeonhole of what is supposed to be going on right now. There's some true talent throughout ages that it's only through their adversity and through their personal determination that brought them to the forefront. And for some unknown reason, to me, Bob Dylan just popped into my head. And he was someone who had a specific goal in mind, and he didn't change because other people said, hey, you got to fit into this form. He created his own form. And through his perseverance and his drive is the only thing that let him move forward. Now, this kind of allows for people to do the same type of thing, and it eliminates part of the thing that may keep them from moving forward. You know, sometimes if you go into a karaoke bar or something, you'll see there's someone in the corner there, and their friends are like, oh, you know, you're really great, get up there, go do your thing. And they're so afraid to get up there and go do their thing. And then all of a sudden they do it, and they just feel so, the euphoria of doing it is so magnificent that they come back the next week, and then they come back the next week and come back the next week. And this is to kind of help nudge people into that arena to show that, hey, you do have a voice, you do have something that's great, let's get it out there. And next thing you know, there's people that you don't even know from around the world that are voting you, and you're like, holy smokes, I am as good as I thought I was, and I shouldn't be afraid. And that's what it is. It's getting people out of their shell and doing it very easily from the comfort of their own home.
And we love that because we deal a lot with people that have home-based businesses. And like I said, we deal a lot with people that are older. We deal with people that are younger. We deal with people with disabilities. We deal with people that are shy. We deal with people that are very open. We deal with all different types of people, and I wanted to form this platform. And I can't tell you how many times I've been doing, like, our regular radio shows, and they're building home-based businesses, and you could almost hear something in the background where they're singing at church, and they're like, oh, my gosh. Like, oh, my gosh, you're really good. Or they have these – They're good at marketing or they're bad at marketing, but they are great on an instrument. Like you could say, oh my geez, I've never heard anything so great. Whether it's piano, violin, flute, anything else, guitar. We have so many people in our industries that are super talented, but they're kind of shy. And they need that that ability to kind of get out there. So we get the concept. People will be able to upload a video or an audio and be able to get their things judged, if you will. So talk to us a little bit about the platform. Does it cost anything? How does the voting work? You know, do you allow trolls, you know, people that are just mean? What do you do?
No, what we do is there is no cost to become a member. Okay, as a member, you're allowed to vote on a video. You're only allowed to vote with, let's say, a thumbs up. If you don't like the video, well, there is no thumbs down button. So you just don't get to vote. And you just move on to the next video or, you know, and just keep on scrolling through and listening until you do find one that you want to vote on. Or if you just, you know, as you're going through the videos as they're playing on your phone or on your computer or wherever you're listening, as they're playing, you like that one, you give it a vote, thumbs up, and you continue listening, move to the next one. Now, as far as trolls out there that just want negativity to try and bring people down, it's not going to be able to happen. We have, we do have a forum where you can coax people and say, hey, you know, space race number two, I love the way you talk, or I love the way your video is, and I love your sound. But if you're going to say space race number two, I really think what you have presented is horrible, but that's going to get knocked out because it is a monitored forum. And now, not only will it get knocked out, that person will lose their membership. So
right. So
we're
what
trying,
you want
to do
is the positive construction. If it sounds like they're calling from a tin can, or that you know the quality of the audio just because maybe the technical stuff was messed up, you might be able to give them a positive comment. You know, hey, try doing that in a different area. Try using a different recording device because you
exactly.
got great talent and we just want to hear it. But it won't be like, you know, those are the most horrible voice I've ever heard or, you know, geez, you know, get a life or anything else like that. You want it to be positive as far as the reinforcement or none at all. Or none at all because a lot
of
people are just kind
exactly
of trying.
That's exactly it. Either say something good or don't say anything at all. And that's what we're presenting here is because I don't like it when you make a mistake. Nobody likes making a mistake. Nobody does. And you don't need to be wrong with it. You know, if it didn't work out and you thought it was great, well, you know, it just didn't work out. But no one needs to be browbeated around about doing something wrong. And then we also know there's a lot of people out there that unfortunately, that's how their kicks, and we don't want that around. We don't need it.
Right. So people would be able to go sign up when they go to Unseen Talents. Unseen is UNSEEN. Talents is plural, so TALENTS.com. So someone would be able to go in and sign up. It's a free membership. When you sign up for the free membership, remember you're going to get an email that you have to confirm. So you get the email, you confirm it, then you can go log back in. And then what does that let them do? So walk us through the mechanism of being able to vote or walk us through the mechanism of being able to participate. So maybe somebody wants to upload a video. So can you walk us through the process?
Yes. Right now, what we're doing is we are doing free uploads. So you go in, you'll sign up, like you said, you'll get your confirmation letter. You will click that you have asked for this information. You have gone through the terms and conditions, and you agree with everything that is happening, and then you will get a, it may take a day, sometimes things get lapsed a little bit, so it may take a day, and you will get a, what's called a token. You'll get a token to be able to go back to the site. You'll click on upload a video, and it will ask you to log in. You'll log in with your username and password, and please go ahead and pick out a profile picture, because we don't have it set up that you can upload your own picture. We have specific pictures in there that you can upload as far as a profile goes. So that is, again, to keep out trolls from wanting to upload weirdness. So we have some profile pictures there. Pick your profile picture, and then you'll click on upload your video once you're logged in. You will fill out the information, whether it's an instrumental, whether it's a vocal, whether you're going to go in through the karaoke, whether you're going to go through the masked side, and then you'll put in your token code number, and then upload your video. That's it.
Perfect. We're going to do this. We're going to take a little we're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Sam Camerano. We're on unseentalents.com. Brand new venture. He spent years in the process putting this stuff together, still constructing certain parts of it, but we wanted to showcase this because we love our Building Fortunes radio audience, and we want to make sure that you guys are part of the whole beginning of this whole thing. We're going to be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Hello again, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We are listening to Unseen Talents, our new radio show on the domain name. If you go to unseentalents.com, UNSEEN, talents is TALENTS.com. It's a brand new website, although it's been a dream in the making, a goal in the making for several years for Sam. He's finally got it up and running, still in the process of building certain sections of it, but we wanted our Building Fortunes listening audience to be able to take advantage of this because, number one, you guys are great people. Number two, we know you are super talented in areas that sometimes people just don't expect. I'm going to use one example. We have a gentleman. His name is Moses Williams. Moses is just an incredible guy. He's a granddad. He's a father, all sort of stuff. He happens to be an Uber driver as well. So he's a, you know, home-based business guy, and he's an Uber driver. But he's got the most incredible voice. And I just love, he's got a great personality and a really killer voice, and nobody knows it. So nobody knows about Moses, the Uber driver over in New York City, and I wanted to give him the great platform. Or we have Jody Bear. Jody is just out of this world. She's just a representative, and we do radio shows with Jody every single week. She's got a great voice, just great. You'd never note it. You just think she's Crazy Jody. And she's building a home-based business, but she's got some real natural talents, and those natural talents need to be heard. They're both inspirational. They're educational. They're fun to be around, and I just love hearing their voices. And, Sam, I was kind of sneak previewing some of the videos that you've already had uploaded, you know, where I can hear the audios. There were a few of them just, like, hit me. They were motivating. I just heard the natural talent in either the instruments or the voices behind it, and I was inspired. I mean, it was like, oh, my gosh, like, what a mood changer. I was just like, wow, there's beautiful voices, talented people. It just mind and mood altering. So I just
it is pretty amazing. I'm sorry. I just get excited about this. You get goosebumps and you just get so excited about it. It is pretty amazing to see the talent that is, I mean, it's just in front of us every day, and we don't even see it. We don't even look at it. And there's something I remember from years and years ago, and it probably this will date me quite a bit because this was when MTV first started. And I remember Steven Tyler of Aerosmith saying that the video has ruined his song because now you have to give people a perception of what that song is, and it doesn't allow them to create the song in their mind. And that just strikes me so hard because it is, it's the same. It's just like my daughter reading a book and then seeing the movie. What you're able to create in your mind is so much different than when somebody puts something in front of you. And there's one guy that I had a video, and I can't remember if it's still on the site, but he was a street performer. He is a street performer. And he has a violin, and he has his amplifier. And by the time he and his violin do their thing, you would think there's a whole bunch of people behind him because of the tracks that he's putting down using just his violin and a thump on the violin, and it repeats, and then he does another thing and it repeats, and next thing you know, he's going into kind of like a Lindsey Stirling thing. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's a great violinist. And it's just amazing. And it's just one guy who's doing it in front of everybody on the street. It's incredible. And those people are everywhere around us. And it just, that's part of what ignites me when I see this. You know, I'll go on occasion when I meet family, because I'm close to Las Vegas. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. So when I meet family in Vegas, I'll go and I'll see the street performers out there, and they are just mind-boggling amazing. And it just really gets my juices flowing as far as wanting to get this thing moving faster than I can. And, you know, when I tell the programmers ideas of what I want to do, they're like, oh, God, it's going to take us another month. It's going to, and I have to, you know, for right now, I've had to shut up to let this part get done so that we can continue building on the back end to get the next round coming up. I mean, it just gets me so stoked to talk about it and to be around people that love the same type of thing, which you are. You're the same, you have the same mindset. You don't want to slow people down because there may be some adversity looking them over the shoulder. You know, another thing that really keeps me, like yesterday I was watching a talent show on TV, and I saw one of the judges, he had to look and turn the other way to finish listening to the song because he didn't want to be distracted by what he was seeing. I mean, that shows you right now in today's real life that true judges do that. And so we're doing that automatically for our members to stop typos. Biasness towards what they may have or what they may look like, or, you know, someone who may have that beautiful voice, but the voters may not like the way their eyebrows are or the way they may have a tattoo or earring or whatever it may be. Who knows? But we all know that people get judged on appearance before they get seen for who they are. And that's why we want to create. That's why this was created. I think that was a pretty good summation, of what this is all about.
Right, and I remember, you know, the infamous Kraft gentleman, the guy who does the Kraft commercials or did the Kraft commercials, the homeless gentleman who was singing, and I don't remember his name, but he had that wonderful golden voice, and then he was on radio, and he was homeless at the time, but someone found him. They put up his YouTube video. He was found by Kraft. I think he's still in the industry and changed his life around. Then you think about, like, how did Journey find their latest singer? Well, Journey found their latest singer by some guy on YouTube. And that's where that unseen or those hidden talents might be. So walk us through this process. People can sign up. They can start to upload their video. How does the voting work? I know you have this whole thing that's, you know, you got the backstage and then you got the main stage, and then there's a process of elimination. So how does that work?
Well, here's how it works. For as the videos are being uploaded, there's what's called the backstage. And the videos get uploaded into the backstage, which is a viewing area. So people that are members, even if they're not a member, they can view videos. They can see, they can listen to what's going on. Now, after 2 weeks pass by, it's actually 13 days and 6 hours. After that passes by and a minimum of 100 videos have been uploaded, then that will transition into what's called the main stage. Now, the main stage is when the voting begins. So now if you have someone that you've seen over the last 2 weeks and you see that they're here, okay, now I can start voting. You can go right to them, say I want to click a vote on there for them. You can go and vote on them, and we have it limited to you can only vote on them for once a day. Each member can only vote on one particular video a day. You can vote on as many videos as you want. There could be 100, there could be 1,000 videos. You can vote on all of them if you want, but you can't vote more than once on any one particular video. So that stops people from sitting there and clicking the vote button, you know, their friend clicking the vote button 10 times, 20 times, 30 times a day. So that part is taken care of. Now, once the main stage opens, then a new backstage begins. So you're always able to upload new videos. So the main stage is running. People are voting on it. It gets limited down after the first week. It goes down to 60 members, the top 60. After the main stage has been running for the week, then we will display the votes that have been given. For the time that the main stage is open, you can't see how many votes each individual video has received until the week has run out. Then the numbers will show, and then the top 60 will move on to the next round. And then it'll go from the top 60 to the top 50 to 40 and so on and so forth. But each time a main stage has opened, a new backstage begins. So the viewing area always begins for a new group that has come in. So in essence, that allows people that haven't made it into the top 60 and they really want to continue on, they can upload a video into a new backstage. And it just continues the cycle so that they can always be in the competition. The next unique thing is that each time a video or a person, we're just going to call them the talents now, each time the talent has moved forward, they are given the opportunity to keep the video that they have loaded or to change it to a different one. It also, each time, it increases the amount of time that video plays. It goes from 90 seconds to, I think, 120 seconds, and then so forth and so on to the final round. And it increases the time, and so they can either keep the video or change it. And, you know, that allows them to show their different sides that they may have. You know, if they showed on the voting that they received 10,000 votes and they want to continue on and move on and they want to change to show people a different side of them, they can do that. But it's, you know, it's like anything. Whenever you change things up, you do run the risk of sliding one way or the other. You never know. But it gives the talent an insight for what they're also bringing to the public to see what people really like. And it helps them in their growth as far as being a musician or a vocalist. And I just find it important that they know if they're hitting the right audience for hitting the right tunes for their audience, I should say.
Right. I just love it as a great form for people to be able to become recognized and noticed and kind of get out of their shell and get the recognition they deserve and all that other sort of good stuff. Plus, what for guys like me, who, by the way, will never be uploading a video of me singing anything or playing anything, but just to be able
I'm telling you.
No, I would be disqualified. I know where my natural talents are and are not, but the reality is that I just love the appreciation of other people trying. I really just love just to hear that sort of stuff. So
we're gonna get you on one of the karaoke ones.
You know what? I don't think, besides Row Row Your Boat or Happy Birthday, I don't think I'd probably be really good at any of those. And those things are so not important to me. I just love being able to hear other people shine. That is where I get my greatest satisfaction. And when I listen to a few of your videos that you had up there as just some of the sample ones, literally, I mean, I got the goosebumps. I was like hooked right away. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so good. So anyway, so we are, believe it or not, we already are done with our first radio show, Sam. So we're going to have you come back. For our listening audience, make sure you check it out. Go to unseentalents.com. Unseen, U-N-S-E-E-N. Talents is plural. Like there's more than one. TALENTS.com. Go check it out. We're going to be back with Sam. Sam, thanks for being here. I really am super excited about this. We're going to be pushing it all over the place. I sent a few text messages to some people that are close to me about this, and they're all over it. They're interrupting me even while we're doing this radio show. So I'm going to go back to those
Excellent.
Texts, and we're going to catch you guys next time. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.